This is a special time and setting for the Senate Judiciary Committee. We have one bill to consider. Madam Secretary, please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock here. Anderson? Hertzberg? Hertzberg here. Leno? Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here.
All right, we have a quorum. We have one bill. The general rules, though, will still apply. Two speakers in support, 2 minutes each, then all others to stand up and just give their name, affiliation, and indication their support. If there's any opposition, maximum of 2 witnesses, 2 minutes each to speak in opposition, and then, of course, any other opposition to come forward with their name and affiliation and position. It doesn't appear at this point that there is any known opposition. Don't assume there will be, but those are the general rules. So, Senator Wolk, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is an attempt to create a specific exemption in the Public Records Act that would allow a city to redact vendor information numbers. Came about a few months ago when the city of Dixon was the victim of an attempt to defraud, to divert $1.3 million for a city of that size. That's pretty dramatic, through an automatic payment system. And the investigation revealed that the perpetrators used public information that was available online. The good news is they, and it's not always the case, were able to recover and recover the funding, I believe. So it would make confidential any identification number or unique code that is used by a public agency to identify a vendor or contractor, except in cases of public bidding or when used for an audit. So thank you to the staff for their help, and that's why it's here late. It arose late. We had a bill. Okay. Ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? All right. Any questions from the committee?
Well, it sort of seems like common sense. You don't want to release an ACH number, so I'm there. That's
automated clearinghouse.
Even my attorney knows what that means. Automated clearinghouse,
ACH,
it's EFT, an electronic transfer of funds.
Information that is otherwise not known unless it's publicly revealed, and then can be used to cause this kind of problem. I appreciate the bill. I think this is probably just the beginning. We're going to probably, Senator Hertzberg indicated earlier that he has a bill to address similar problems. I think we're going to be seeing this until we realize that we've got to do more, while the Public Records Act is designed for a very, very good purpose, and deservedly so, that given technology today, we're just going to have to be very careful and mindful, and God forbid we try to grab this problem before, in a prevention manner, rather than be coming in piece by piece as we see these things happen. So appreciate your bringing this. And again, I suspect this is just the beginning of a real series of problems.
I would suggest, Madam
Senator
Chair.
Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would suggest, in the interest of learning these fancy words of ACH, that this will be a problem until the blockchain revolution takes hold and all of this stuff will no longer be required, because it will be impossible to crack all these codes. And I leave that for the next chapter in the next session.
All right, very good. We have a motion. Would you like to close?
Just ask for your aye vote. Thank you to the committee for your assistance.
All right, with that, Madam Secretary, the motion is that assembly amendments be concurred in. That is the motion. Please call the roll.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
All right, 7-0. The motion passes. Thank you, Madam Senator. We are adjourned.
Good job. Good job.
Do you have a couple minutes?
What's that?